It can be awful to have a hefty credit card bill hanging over your head. It's usually a better idea to be aggressive about paying off your credit card than to let it accumulate over time. Paying down your credit card balance might have other advantages besides just giving you extra money to invest in other aspects of your life. These include the fact that it will unquestionably aid in raising your credit score. Even if it might not happen right away, it might happen sooner than you anticipate. Why does your credit score rise when you pay off a credit card? Why then does paying off your credit card balance contribute so significantly to raising your credit score? The reason for this is that your credit score will decline as a result of your repeated late or missed payments. Your credit usage ratio is another factor that plays a role. Basically, this examines how much of your available credit is being used. Therefore, having a maxed out credit card means you have no available credit at all, which is a terrible indicator. On the other side, having all of your credit available will indicate that you aren't making use of what you already have. Instead, try to just use about 30% or less of your credit line and pay it off completely each month. This will demonstrate to lenders that you can responsibly use credit without going overboard. However, much more than only your credit card payments are taken into account when calculating your credit score. We'll look at some more elements that affect your credit score in an effort to better understand them for you and provide you with the tools you need to raise it. But first, it's critical to understand what a credit score is and a few other fundamentals before examining those elements. What is a credit score? The various pieces of information on your credit report are essentially summarized by your credit score. In a nutshell, your credit report is a running account of how you have handled your credit throughout time. Instead of presenting you with a plethora of various facts and figures, it is all calculated and consolidated into a single, simple number. Lenders use your credit score to quickly and objectively decide whether to provide you credit or not. Scores can range from 300 to 900, although the majority of Canadians have an average score of around 700. Which elements determine your credit score? Now that you are more familiar with what a credit score is, we can start to examine all of the elements that determine your score. Your credit score is influenced by five primary elements in total, and they are as follows. Payment history. Your history of on-time payments for your credit cards and other credit products is one of the most significant criteria that go into determining your credit score. Be sure to always make your payments on time, avoid missing any, or being persistently late. A few here and there probably won't have a significant impact. But if missing or being late on payments becomes routine, your credit report will undoubtedly suffer. Debt/utilization. In this case, the comparison between your debt load and your accessible credit is key. Your credit score will drop significantly if you are consistently carrying a high balance or using all of your available credit. They want to know that you can responsibly use credit. History/length of credit. Your credit score will benefit from accounts that have been open for a longer period of time than newer ones. New or recently opened credit accounts aren't nearly as beneficial to your credit as those that have been open for a while. This is why, if you wish to cancel a card, you should give it some serious thought. Keeping older ones and canceling newer ones is always a better idea. Recent questions. Your credit score is slightly lowered each time a lender or creditor pulls it to check it. Therefore, your score can significantly decline if you apply for a lot of new credit at once. This one is also quite simple, but if you want to keep your score high, watch how frequently you apply for new credit in a short period of time. Range of your credit. Your credit score will increase the more different types of credit accounts you have open and use. This demonstrates your maturity and ability to manage the credit of all stripes from various sources. Of course, if you have a lot of open accounts, make sure to use them sensibly and remember to pay them all off. As was already discussed, your situation will improve if your credit score is higher. A higher score is a vote of confidence in you that will guarantee you can receive practically any form of loan you want, and it may help you get a better interest rate. You probably want yours to be as high as it can be as a result, but how can you do that? Fortunately, there are numerous options available for raising credit scores, in addition to paying off your credit card bill and debts quickly. How can your credit score be raised? Avoid requesting too much new credit. Your credit score is probably going to suffer if too many lenders check it or inquire about it in a short period of time. However, keep in mind that asking for information about it doesn't lower your score. Rather, it's when others do that. Utilize a credit card responsibly. Your credit card won't increase if you don't use it or other credit accounts. Therefore, use your card without hesitation, but make sure you do it properly. This entails staying within your budget and continuing making payments. It will assist in gradually raising your credit card as long as you are using it appropriately over time. Retain a low balance while you should use your card. It's recommended to avoid using it excessively. To demonstrate that you do truly use your credit, you shouldn't use more than 30 to 35% of it each month, but you also shouldn't use it carelessly. Keep this utilization rate even lower before making any significant credit applications, such as for a car loan or mortgage, to raise your credit score as much as you can. An increase in credit limits, if you can handle it, it can be challenging to have low utilization if your limit is low. An increase in your credit limit can be a good option in this situation. You will have more monthly financial flexibility and access as a result. Of course, you should only increase your spending cap if you can manage it without going overboard. Automate your payments. It would be a good idea to think about setting up automatic payments if you have trouble remembering to pay your bills, or at least remembering to pay them on time. The good news is that most credit accounts let you set up regular repeating payments, ensuring you never miss a payment again. Pay your bills on time, preferably in full. Your credit card bill should arrive on and be due on the same day each month. Thus, choose a day of the month a few days after your bill is sent to you, but before it is due, and pay all of your bills on that day. Establishing a routine will help you avoid forgetting and unintentionally missing payments. Of course, making a minimal payment is preferable to nothing, but you should always aim to pay off your credit card amount in full each month to avoid accruing a balance over time. Need some quick cash? Let us help. Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help. Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your cash or mortgage requirements, and we will find the best lender for you. Amazing thing! The process is free, and you can quit it at any time. We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you, with prudent advice. Note: please give your authentic information while completing the form below. If you found this article helpful, please share it with someone you care about. Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.